Why not get the best?
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, we don't know why we went off for 30 seconds. No, we don't know that. Pushed a button here. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott, good morning. Thanks for the phone calls, letting us know that we were transmitting. And then we were not transmitting. Now we're transmitting again. You know, 25 degrees. I wonder if that has anything to do with anything that we've got going on down at the towers.
Well, and all that. Some electronic equipment takes exception to being cold and having ice melt on top of it.
Well, yeah,
like
but
that.
It's protected and warm and everything. I bought it a puppy.
Well, there are several links in the chain, so it could have been AT&T, which of course sends our signal from here down to the transmitter.
You've said enough. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, right on down at 25 degrees. Head on down to Espresso Joe's. You buy a extra large latte and stick your hands into it because it is cold out there. I saw somebody out on a motorcycle this morning and I'm sitting there. As he drove by, I just went, I'm not worthy. You're driving at 22 degrees out here. What can I say? Anyway, at the Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's, coffee the way that you want it from the baristas. And they are just outstanding in the way they cook your coffee for you. And of course, walk next door and enjoy the lowest prices for tobacco products in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And our friends Joe and Shelley do so much for this community. It's just unbelievable how much they do without even getting the accolades that many others who do a lot less do get. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. Now, we're supposed to get temperatures supposed to go up a little bit. What about, the 85-year-old veteran taken off the plane by the North Koreans? We talked about it. You know, since we don't have direct negotiations with them, we don't have diplomatic relations with the North Koreans. We have to use the Swiss to go over there and talk to them. Anyway, the veteran was released after he read this stilted, obviously written by somebody who doesn't really understand English that well, confession that he had just done all these terrible things while he was on active duty back during the Korean War in the 50s. And he comes back out. He said, they kept me in a motel and it was comfortable, but I was coerced into it. They harassed me into signing this. You know, frankly, I'm glad you're home. You're a hero. It was obvious that that the North Koreans play by different rules. Can you imagine what would happen if the North Korean, a visitor from North Korea, if they even let visitors into the United States, was snatched?
This latest version of Kim is doing some things that have a lot of people very, very alarmed over there in the Korean Peninsula. The sudden removal publicly of the number two man in the government.
Wasn't it his uncle too?
Yes, it was his uncle. Yes, it's part of the dynasty. And there's some concern that this guy is even squirrelier than dad and grandpa combined.
Well, dad was he was really into Bond films.
Yeah.
And Bond films and blonde. And he would get all the new Bond films and he was really into gadgetry. and things like that. Now, Sun has to prove himself. So, what, you know, they're doing these little things. You know, the fact is they do have missiles that can reach out, and they do have a nuke, perhaps. So there is, you know, a great deal. There are reasons for to be kind of a little wary of this guy, because you're not sure what he's going to do. The other thing too is that from the border of North Korea and South Korea to Seoul, the capital, is like 3 minutes flight time. Mm. 3 minutes flight time, and their ability to get there and to mass their troops along the border, they would never win. They would never win because they're military isn't in that great shape, but you have, you know, a couple million of them that come pouring across the border. They can cause all types of problems. Anyway, military, and we're going to have a day. We have to have a day when we're going to talk about our military. Now they're talking about not only changing the retirement packages, changing retirement packages for our military. Well, you know, hey, look, they're volunteers, so they want to change and have them pay into their retirement packages. Kind of like civilians pay into their packages. And they tell,
sorry, but
people,
this is,
you've got a bunch of damn bean counters in the Pentagon. And they're into this thing where it's, I think the senior officers and staff and CO should pay into their retirement. Because, I mean, they are getting paid and they are volunteers. Well, yeah. But how do you add into that, you know, that 2% or whatever you want them to pay into it? At what point do you start taking off percentage points for time spent away from home and family? How about how many birthdays you miss? How many, you know, holidays you miss? How about do you get a percentage point off for being injured? How about a percentage point off for being shot? You know, things like this. I mean, is it, you know, are we getting into it that we want to balance this budget when we're spending so much on people that are just taking and not giving? And you want to balance this on the backs of your military? How about the backs of the illegals? How about the backs of lawbreakers? How about the backs of those who don't contribute to society? You want to, you know, cut back on them? And still protect our military and our veterans? Why don't you think about that first? Oh, we just can't maintain this, you know, because of the personnel. Well, guess what? You've been fighting wars for the last 13 years. What's the longest period of time the United States has not been in some kind of conflict? What, 20 years maybe?
If that.
Yeah. If that. And we've been fighting in wars, our World War II veterans, our Korean War veterans, our Vietnam veterans, our Desert Shield, Desert Storm veterans. And then you kind of move into, oh yeah, you forget Somalia. That was a shootout there. How about over in Bosnia? And then we get into the war on terror. 13 years of war. And let's just balance this. Let's just balance our budget on the backs of the veterans. Another great Obama idea. We'll be back.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, good morning. 25 degrees out there today. It should warm up to around 50. 25 degrees. Okay. I just, you know, every time I say that, it just, you know.
Well, what's bad is that, of course, it froze that snow into just
it is
slippery stuff. Yeah. And there are still, for those of you driving on some of the back roads especially, there are still ice patches where the sun doesn't hit during the day. They can ruin your whole
day. We've got parts. You know, part of our yard is melted off and part isn't because of that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff gives guarantees no one else can do, from those little small chips. By the way, those little small chips that are in your windshield, they get water in them and then they freeze. They expand, which makes them larger. So you want to get those fixed now. But he can fix cracks up to over 24 inches in length. But he'll take a look at it and he'll tell you if you can fix it or not. Located at 3208 Market Street, right here in Redding. Or give them a call, 241-8373. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. This, the 13th, which is this Friday. Is that next Friday? It's this Friday. On Shasta College Cafeteria Stage.
Did you say Friday the 13th?
It is Friday the 13th at 10:30 in the morning. Is Citizens for Democracy, the Redding Veterans Resource Center and Shasta College Veterans Club is bringing the Veterans Collaborative back. And so the public is invited to attend. The speakers will be Brad Long, representing the Redding Veterans Resource Center, and Second Lieutenant Josh Roberts with the National Guard Behavioral Health, and Michael Poe from the Department of Rehabilitation, and John Ertle with the Social Security Administration. Please call Mike Wiley at 472-1279 for more information. All right. What else we have here? Have I hit Obamacare yet today? No, let's go to marijuana instead.
It needs a good whack.
Let's go to marijuana here. Oh, gosh, you know, the Planning Commission is talking about more restrictions on growing marijuana. No more than 12 plants, no matter what you do with it. Your acreage is restricted, and you can't grow inside the house. You got to have it in a special greenhouse. The county is getting in about water theft on marijuana. They are, you know, they're really starting to clamp down on the growth of marijuana.
Well, so far on paper.
On paper. But what happens when they pass this? Because we both know, and you know from personal experience, that if it's a grow of a certain size, there's not going to be any law enforcement coming out there. It's not big enough. Is that sad? Is that this growth has got to be what? An acre maybe? Or it's got to be so many plants before that they mobilize our scarce law enforcement assets? And instead it's a, what they call it? It's a code violation.
Yeah.
So they send what? They send a Pearl out there to, the lady to go out there and say, okay, you're growing too much marijuana here. Oh, by the way, your dog's chewing my leg off.
Yeah. As a lot of these people are armed. They do have dogs. They have, in some cases in remote areas, some pretty nasty booby traps, and they're generally screwing up the environment. And they get a free, they're just getting a free ride.
You're getting a free ride because there's what, there's over what they're supposed to have, but not enough for the sheriff to come in there with the posse.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
That's pretty much it in the nutshell.
Now they're trying to say, okay, if it's over 12 plants, it's too much. You know, in other words, you can grow 12 plants, but that's it.
And I think these people are just going to thumb their nose at the law. But what are you going to do with them? You going to put them in prison?
You're not going to put
them. Letting some pretty bad people out.
Well,
this is the
that's the other thing too. Let's take a look at that. You know, they've just done a study. Big surprise here. Crime is up because of realignment. Public Policy Institute study.
That's news.
It says because of the realignment that property crime is way up, but violent crime doesn't seem to be up that much. Well, if you look at Reading as a microcosm of the state. We could say that because our property crime went up, it shot up like 68% and then it's leveled off and it's gone down, but we're still way ahead of where we were. But violent crime in Reading, does it seem like there's more violent crime in Reading than it was a year ago?
I have not seen it personally, but I certainly feel the potential out there. All you gotta do is walk down the street. All you gotta do is hang out at the post office or go down Pine Street or where California makes the turn. You feel some pretty negative energy.
What about the people that were shot here? We had the four or five people shot all in that space of like a week. One of them was, found burned in the car or in the truck. I mean, seems like it's unusual. And that was Shasta County, not necessarily Reading here. And the father shot the son out in Igo and, all those things. But that seems like the son shot the father. It seems like that to me is violent. And they are, are we having more stabbings in this? And can you lay it to the fact that, one, realignment as we're keeping more, we're having to put people out in the street that ordinarily wouldn't be on the street. And the more violent ones are staying in town because we're not putting them in prison. So again, it's that hierarchy of what is the worst, you put your worst in the lockup, but then you let your others out at some point. In the hierarchy, the predators are going to be out there.
How about the law enforcement officer who made the point to us that our big problem up here is, of course, the crystal meth. And you've got these people who are not only out there doing the grows and stuff, but when they're on meth in this, quote, victimless crime again, that leads to some extremely dangerous situations all the way around, some extremely violent situations. That is bad stuff. And the pot farming industry and crystal meth are hand in hand.
And we'll be right back.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. 7:34 in the morning. My gosh, 24 degrees out there, Bad Bob.
Yes, a little bit frosty. We're going to be remain frosty till about 10 a.m. Then sunny and a high near 47. Continued nippy tonight, but the temperature is going to be up around 36. And then for your Wednesday, the high near 53 under sunny skies once all the ice melts off. Currently in Reading, we do have, in fact, 25 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Chuck and Judy Kinney started the operation back in 1997. They've got about 4,000 customers throughout Shasta and Tehama counties. They'd like to add you to that customer base. Give them a call, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture and the ultimate lucky smoker. Mike Huber, great job in building a true artist when it comes to granite. Estate Granite and Things. Give them a call, 241-7866. I'm here with Claudia Mosby and Scott Lewis and Mike Maharo. And Claudia, you, are heading up a food drive for dried food.
We're collecting fruit that we can then dry and package and distribute in the food bags that both the Shasta Trinity Tehama HIV Food Bank and Living Hope distribute to their clients.
Okay, and when we say dried fruit, I mean, is it just ones we do you want like fresh fruit that you dry?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can use, what kind of fruit are you looking for?
Well, bananas work really well, persimmons, apples, pineapple. You know, this all started when my husband and I started receiving gifts of persimmons from friends who had trees, and I thought, hey, this would be a great idea. You know, let's use this to benefit others. So,
bananas?
Bananas. You can dehydrate. You've never had banana chips?
No. You know what they used banana chips for in the military was to train aviators to fly. That's a joke.
I figured.
Monkeys.
same. So what do people do if they've got extra? They go out and buy extra fruit or like this, and they just how do they get it to you?
I would say probably either through the food bank or through Living Hope. They can contact them, and then we'll take care of it from there.
Okay. Scott Lewis, you're here from the Shasta Tehama Trinity HIV Food Bank.
Correct.
Talk to us about that.
Well, we are a 20-year organization that has been helping folks living with HIV and AIDS in the three counties, Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama. We are an all non-profit organization volunteer. We do food bank twice a month, the first and third Thursday of each month, and give away roughly about 26 to 30 pounds of food per client each time we're open. So we receive a lot of donations, but we also have various funding avenues that we receive funds from to be able to purchase that food and get it into the hands of those living with HIV/AIDS.
How many people do we have with HIV/AIDS in the three counties here we're talking about?
I don't know that we have a exact statistic, but somewhere around 450 known cases of viral infection. We serve about 115 to 130 clients a month, depending upon the need.
Now, do they come to your location, or do you travel to theirs?
Many do come to our location, although we do have several volunteers that do also deliver those bags of food to those that are homebound and can't get out.
Are the majority of them, or majority of the people with both HIV is not AIDS.
That is
HIV
correct.
Is a person can live a
very healthy, very long life,
very normal life with the new types of drugs they have.
Absolutely.
I mean, what's his face? The Magic Johnson, who mm-hmm. is what it's been what a couple of decades at least since he announced. Mm-hmm. And there's other people now with the newest generation of drugs that do live a pre-normal life.
Absolutely. It's not until the viral load actually drops as far as the virus comes up in strength and the good blood cells actually drop off into a almost negative state where somebody actually rolls into AIDS diagnosis. And that, even if they will get their health back online, will help curtail some of the effects of AIDS. It's not necessarily a death sentence, and it's certainly not a death sentence in this day and age with the cocktails and the drugs that we have. We are seeing a rise in new cases, internationally and nationally.
Why do you think that is?
That's because I don't think we're talking about it enough in the schools. The largest group of those acquiring new infections of HIV are 13 to 24. So there's no conversation going on in life skills classes about how to protect oneself.
Is part of it because as drugs have gotten better, people's lifestyles, you know, they believe that they can be, if not cured, they live longer and they don't take care of themselves or do all their lifestyle changes somewhat now that they're healthy?
That is part of the conversation, Carl, that has been going on nationally for about 10 years now, watching this uptick. And that is some of the mentality with the kids is that, well, it's okay because I can take medication. It's going to be okay. That doesn't mean it may be okay for them. That doesn't mean if they pass the infection on to another person that they'll be okay. Because different people react differently to drugs.
That's still against the law, too, I think, if you knowingly infect somebody.
I think knowingly, yes.
Knowingly infect somebody that you haven't.
Non-disclosure, I believe it is, but I'm not positive on that.
Hmm. Okay, so it's on the rise then. And the 13 to 24-year, is it this huge marketing campaign? No, I don't know if marketing is a publicity campaign of going out and saying, you know, take precautions, do this and this and this, and but it's kind of like backed off then.
Well, it has backed off, although in the last probably 18 months, we're starting to see a lot of campaigns come across TV and radio. Know your status, protect yourself. We're starting to see that become the forefront again. It's just a matter of getting the schools then to talk about it. And honestly, it's a matter of if somebody has a diagnosis of HIV, it's how they choose to live their life then to be healthy or not, because like with the food bank, when you're living on a very limited income, you choose inexpensive foods to buy. Donations like fruit help us with our clients because fresh produce, even if it's dried, it's still a fresh product that's not processed. Those things are important in their dietary needs to keep their positive side of life, the good blood cells working, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Not to allow themselves to wind up in a more diminished capacity simply because they can't afford good food. Proteins, produce, greens, fruits, vegetables, that kind of thing.
Well, then it starts the downward spiral then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're with Scott Lewis and Claudia Mosby and Mike Maharo. Shasta Trinity Tehama HIV Food Bank, and we're going to come back, talk to Mike, and executive director here. We're going to find out some more about what's going on and how you can give food and fruit, specifically fruit, for the food bank. We'll be right back.
We had to rest. Don't you cry no more.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning. 25 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you, our friends, by Orchard Nutrition. The largest natural selection of natural foods and supplements in the state. Organic, and we're talking about, you know, healthy foods here, but it has organic foods. It's got raw foods. It's got bulk of some of the really good foods that you need. They are the North State's nutrition experts. They have classes down there on healthy eating and healthy lifestyles. And, of course, they are the home of the amazing foods for life, the gluten-free mixes that you can just make, and it's gluten-free, started by Vicky, who's down from Orchard Nutrition, because she was watching people eat at Thanksgiving one time, and nobody could eat the same thing, but the one thing they all had in common was it was gluten-free. So she started this company, and it's just taken off like gangbusters. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street, right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. My guest today, Scott Lewis, Claudia Mosby, and Mike Maharo, they're representing the Shasta Trinity Tehama HIV Food Bank. And Mike, you are the Living Hope Compassion Ministry, and you are the director.
Correct.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Living Hope has an array of services. We
We have, kind of to start off with, we have a nonprofit bike shop where folks can come in and we'll repair their bikes for free. We also, for sustainability purposes, have we sell vintage bikes on Craigslist and eBay, and that kind of creates some sustainability within that project. We also have a food cooperative, kind of what we're talking about today, which is a little bit different than a food bank. It's something new. We started the first food cooperative on the West Coast. It's something a little bit different where we have all the participants are involved. For us, accountability is really important, and responsibility. And so we have different groups. We have four different co-ops, which we call neighborhood networks. And they each one consists of about 40 families. And what happens is those folks come in and they basically pick up the food from the different organizations that we get our resources from, everywhere from Trader Joe's to different churches that support us different on different months. And then what happens is the folks actually sort the food and they organize the entire thing. We've almost got it to where we've just created a venue, and so there's some shared responsibility within that, and a lot of accountability. We also have a nonprofit wood shop, where we build reclaimed wood furniture. We tear down old buildings and different stuff in the community and surrounding areas, and we build some pretty amazing furniture out of it. We also have a nonprofit restaurant, which we call the Shack. Too many different things. That's kind of an array of services here, but, we have this restaurant called the Shack where we, train folks in the restaurant agents in the industry, and, it makes it really easy to kind of transfer folks over into the mainstream marketplace.
So who are most of the people that you all help?
You know, it's a mix as well. We serve a lot of the working poor in the community, and the homeless folks that are ready and willing to make that transition into the mainstream like workforce, and people that are ready for significant change.
And what's your percentage of being able to help here? In other words, if somebody comes down to the Shack to learn how to work in the restaurant industry, this is entry, obviously an entry position here. They're not going to be walking in as a sous chef.
Actually, have some folks that have some significant backgrounds.
Great.
Yeah.
So they can take that step from homelessness to a job?
Correct. Yeah. So one of the things that I do is I build relationships with other people in the food industry, and actually for that matter, all of the things that we do. So build relationships with people in the wood industry, the food industry, and then we train these folks, and we actually pay them while we train them. It's not just an unpaid position. And so we give them a skill set, and then the relationships that I build with restaurant owners and general managers, they may not know the participant, but they trust me that I'm going to send them a good, hardworking person that's ready for the industry. And so those people get to traverse over to mainstream marketplace, and it's highly effective where people are really, getting jobs, and it's not.
Where do they stay while they're learning?
Different folks in different situations. I mean, we've had homeless people that were literally camping in tents that were working in our kitchen. I don't think any of those people that started are now. Actually, now that I think of it, none of them are. Each one of them is housed. And a couple of the other folks were maybe living in low-income places and have either gained employment or their situation has changed tremendously. So.
Well, that's great. I mean, that is anything that can help people get off the streets and get them a job is just outstanding, and I applaud you for that. Scott, going back with you a little bit, we were talking during the break, is that HIV cases is on the rise in boomers, that boomer generation, which is kind of like Bob's age.
They're back on the dating scene and haven't
They're
had to worry about that.
On the dating scene.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that's true. And the last time they dated was 40 years ago, and really age was not a...
Didn't have to worry about
was
that.
Not. Yeah, I mean...
Specifically.
It was other little things that could bother you, but nothing with at the end of it could be a death sentence. So.
Correct, or an ongoing issue that you have to worry about your health constantly.
Forever, yeah. Well, so that's interesting. So, I can understand that. Maybe they're widowers or widows, and that this is, they're back into the dating. So again, it's being aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. And this year we are very fortunate, starting in 2014, we will be able to offer in the three communities, help to organizations where they will have 20-minute test response kits, oral test kits. We are working with an organization out of Sacramento known as Breaking Barriers, and we're going to be able to bring HIV testing to the communities in the three counties through health fairs and through some of the other organizations like the Hope Van or the jail system and other things, supplying those tests so that within 20 minutes somebody will know if they are a positive read or a negative read.
Are these right 100% of the time?
Yes. They're 99.99999% accurate. They're about as accurate as you can get.
How many people have HIV that have no idea? I mean, I've read estimates on this.
We factor, statistics run nationally about 1 in 6.
So
actually have
one,
the infection of HIV, and one of those six does not even know they have it.
So 1 in 6 people in the United States?
One in six people that have HIV.
Oh, have HIV.
Don't know they have it.
They don't even know they have it.
Correct. In the U.S., there's about 1.5 million people that are currently registered and known to be infected with HIV.
So, then there's another group.
There's another group of several hundred thousand.
That don't even know.
That don't even know.
Another reason for safe sex. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carmel in the Bot. 7:56 in the morning, 25 degrees. I'm feeling it. Our local branch of our National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, is having their fourth annual Building a Stronger Diverse Community Black and White Dinner Wednesday, December 11th, tomorrow, from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Redline Hotel on Hilltop Drive. For an evening of pleasurable dining and good company, give a call to 530-776-8165 to Ricky or Nadine Bennett. 776-8165. It's a fundraiser, and all contributions are appreciated. Again, that's going to be December 11th, tomorrow, at the Red Line Hotel. For more information, call 776-8165. My guests today are Claudia Mosby, Scott Lewis, and Mike Maharl. They're here for the Shasta Trinity Tehama HIV Food Bank, and Mike has the Living Hope Compassion Ministry and heads that up. And you're saying is, okay, but we're here, we're really pushing now, though, is for we want the fruit. We want fresh fruit because this is a call for fresh fruit that you all are going to be drying.
Yes, correct.
So how do we get that to you?
Well, a number of ways. We can get it dropped off if someone wants to drop off some fruit. We can do that via Living Hope, and Mike can give you that contact information. Those that are in the vicinity of Placer Title Company, we have some friendly connections there, and you can drop it off in Scott's name, Scott Lewis's name, and Placer Title.
Okay.
Which is, I'll give you the number too. The number there is 530-221-8511, and they're at 2145 Larkspur Lane. Mike will go ahead and give you the address for Living Hope.
Yeah, our address is 1043 State Street in Reading, just down from the Reading Library, and our hours are, Tuesday through Friday, 8 until noon. There's somebody there in the lobby to take donations as well.
And we're hoping, of course, this can be an ongoing effort.
Yeah, this just doesn't have to be for right now.
No, it doesn't.
You need it all the time.
But the Dried Fruit Project is really the next disbursement, I believe, at the food bank is on the 19th. And then, Mike, when are you distributing? What's your distribution
cycle? Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah, different
And you're distributing hundreds of pounds of food during the month.
Yeah, for us, we actually, one of the things that we wanted to do was make sure that folks had, you know, enough so they didn't have to go from place to place. And so we actually give like almost 2 banana boxes of food away.
Okay. All right. Phone numbers again for anybody?
Yeah. Mike, go ahead.
Our phone number is 243-8066 or livinghopereading.com is our website as well.
Okay.
And then Scott Lewis can be contacted at 530-221-8511, and he is at Placer Title Company. And we just want to say thank you in advance to anybody who's willing to donate.
Well, yeah. You know, you go by and you stop off and you buy that bunch of bananas or apples or anything like that that you can dry. All right. Hey, well, thank you so much for what you do and what
you do
for our community here.
Hey,
if there's anything we can do to help in the future, of course, just drop us a line. And good luck this Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Christmas. Thank you.
You too.
Hey, when we get back, we're going to be talking about Christmas. We're going to talk about kids. We're going to talk about responsibility. We're going to talk about a number of things. We're going to be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There is joy, celebration, and rain in the air in South Africa today at the site of the massive memorial to honor Nelson Mandela. Crowds converged on the FNB Stadium in Soweto, the Johannesburg township that had been a stronghold of support for the anti-apartheid struggle. President Obama among the foreign dignitaries on hand. Recalling the burning, blinding, and suffocating horrors of chemical weapons, the head of the watchdog tried to consign them to history, accepting the Nobel Peace Prize today in the announcement by the Nobel Prize Committee's Thornburg Jagland.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2013 therefore goes most deservedly to an organization and its personnel who have been quietly working to remove an entire category of weapons.
and those weapons used in the trenches of World War One, and then as recently as in some attacks in Syria this year. Also at SRNews.com, President Obama now hailing the bailout of General Motors now that the Treasury has sold its final shares of GM.
The federal government ended up losing $10.5 billion on the GM bailout, but the administration says the alternative would have been far worse, including millions of lost jobs. In a White House statement, President Obama said the American auto industry has recovered. He said the big three automakers are profitable for the first time in nearly a decade, and the bet, he said, has paid off. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Another round of snow in the forecast for the Mid-Atlantic region.
When ice hits and the wires go down and the trees start falling, this could take several days.
But Mark Walters of Vienna, Virginia, telling WJLA-TV he's prepared with his own generator.
I can keep my house warm, keep the lights on, the refrigerator going, and we can watch TV.
The National Weather Service issuing a winter storm warning for the eastern seaboard, including Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and Wilmington, Delaware. And this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You were told to install illegal software on company computers. Does this really hurt anyone?
This is not a victimless crime. I understand. The economy is tough. Things are hard all over. But I've worked with program developers before. I have seen what it takes to produce great software. They need the financial support of the people who are using those products.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
The United States and 11 other nations negotiating a free trade zone stretching from Chile to Japan have failed to reach a final agreement in talks in Singapore.
The U.S.-led deal is a major part of President Obama's foreign policy shift toward Asia. However, the deal has been held up by disagreement between countries on market access, environmental protections, and intellectual property. Following 4 days of meetings in Singapore, ministers issued a statement saying that substantial progress had been made on finalizing the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The minister said talks would continue next month. Washington said it had hoped the trade agreement would be completed by the end of the year. American Airlines emerging from bankruptcy protection and U.S. Airways culminating its long pursuit of a merger partner as the two completed their deal on Monday, creating the world's largest airline. It is the latest in a series of mergers that will now leave just four airlines controlling more than 80% of the U.S. air travel market. This is SRN News. Global warming skeptics are now armed with some new ammunition, as SRN's Keith Peters explains.
East Antarctica has set a record for soul-crushing cold. Try 135.8 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. That is so cold, scientists say it hurts to breathe. A new look at NASA satellite data reveals that the Earth set a new record for the coldest temperature recorded. It happened on August 2010 when it hit minus 135.8 degrees. The old record had been minus 128.6 degrees. Keith Peters, SRN News, Washington.
A six-year-old boy has been suspended from a Colorado school for kissing a girl on the cheek. School officials in Cannon City are accusing the boy of sexual harassment, and they want it on his school record for that matter. The boy's mother told a TV station her son was suspended once before for kissing the girl. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Unland of Botland is on assignment. And we are standing here in the midst of a cold snap. having a great time. But I tell you what, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning,
Good
Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 31 points at 15,994. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1,807. And the NASDAQ is down 2 at 4,065. Active stocks today include Facebook, which is up 82 cents at $49.66, and Bank of America down 1 penny at $15.57. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 1 penny at $18.75, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 21 cents at $40.95. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 2.82%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $26.40 at $1,260.60. Silver is up 61 cents at $20.31. And crude oil is up 42 cents at $97.76. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday from at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. They are keeping their fingers on the pulse of what's happening on Wall Street. Give them a call, 243-7561. That's 243-7561. What's the weather? I already said it's cold, but now it's gone up a degree, so I feel much warmer now since we're up to 26.
Oh, yes, 26 degrees. Colder in some spots, especially as you head up into the foothills. Going to remain frosty up through 10 a.m., then sunny, a high near 47 today. Still jacket weather, frosty tonight, but the low will be about 36, so we'll be up in the 30s or so. Then on Wednesday, still some frost, sunny, and a high moving up into the 53-degree range. Right now, as we said, 26 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Since 1997, Chuck and Judy Kinney have been serving Northern California, approximately 4,000 customers, locally owned and operated senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane, our customers are warm friends.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, 1960.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair.
I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Good morning. It is 8:12 in the morning. 26 degrees out there. Should be going up to in the 50s. So that snow that's in your backyard may or may not melt. I've got one side of my front yard that's melted out, and the other one has still got snow on it. And first of all, why do we still have snow? Bad bomb. I've only lived here 7 years, but I mean, I don't remember snow being lasting this long here.
Well, the continued chilly temperatures during the daytime, if the sun's not hitting a particular spot, the snow is going to stay there. You'll see the snow go away in the next couple of days because daytime temps will be up above freezing, which means all that stuff is going to thaw out and it will start sliding off of roofs.
Okay. That's nice to know. Keeps the cats off the roof. Hey, my guest today is Tom Crandall, who is the youth pastor at Bethel. And we wanted to have a show, you know, during this, we wanted to have kind of even a series of shows during this month as we get closer to Christmas. And yes, it is Christmas. We can say happy holidays, but it's Christmas. And and one of the things we talk about, because you know, especially after having just visited my grandchildren, who I'm so proud of, as children, Christmas, and with all the things that is going on in the world right now, people have lost, in many cases, lost hope, or they're angry about what's going on around them, Tom. Mm-hmm. When this happens, this has to have effect on kids.
Yeah.
When I say they're angry about what happens, is the things you see in the newspapers, you know, parents are probably coming home about, oh my gosh, this is happening, or this is happening, and, mm-hmm. but it affects children probably more than we realize.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I'm so happy that you're coming on
today.
Yeah,
I'm happy to be here. Really excited.
How did you become the youth pastor?
How did I become a youth pastor
Youth pastor here, because you started, was it just that, you know, it doesn't just happen like one day. Oh,
sure.
Yeah, I'm going to be a youth pastor.
Yeah, sure. I've been a youth pastor for over 10 years. I was born and raised in Salt Lake City, Utah. So you guys were talking about snow a minute ago. That was my life growing up, you know, and, I was born and raised going to a church my whole life, but when I was in junior high and high school, I really didn't walk with God and just kind of did my own thing and partied, you know, and I was a wrestler and a football player and stuff like that. And to make a long story short, I really sowed some wild oats, and, you know, we think that our decisions don't have consequences, but they do. I really begin to struggle with hating myself and suicidal thoughts as a teenager and just all sorts of crazy stuff like that. And long story short, I began to read the Bible for myself and just said, God, if you're real, I need to know you, you know. I was the most non-religious kid. I hated going to church. I hated youth group. In fact, my youth pastor came to one of my baseball games one time, and my dad reminded me, I was in junior high school, I hid in the dugout because I did not want my friends to see me talking to this guy, and now I'm a youth pastor, so it's kind of comical. Anyways, but
you see any kids hiding now?
Oh yeah, so I know how they feel. It's all right. I just go give them a big hug and tell them I love them, you know, believe in them. But so in 1995-96, I was at a church one day, my heart had been softening back towards God, and I looked at my dad. I was at a church, and this guy preached and said something I can't remember, and he said, "Hey, if you want to give your life to God, then come up here and pray," or something like that. I can't even remember what it was. So I just looked at my dad, and I said, I'm going to go up there. And he, in a shocked face, said, okay, go for it. So I stood up and walked up front and sat down, and I just simply said, God, I'm here. And, you know, it's just like, it was a simple prayer. There's nothing fancy about it. But at that moment, I felt God come down on me and just overshadow me. And the only way I could describe it is it's like liquid love began to pierce every part of my life. And he spoke these words to me. He said, I'm cleansing you. But, you know, when your wife looks at you and you could write a book off of what she just said, I felt God's eyes looking at me. And I felt destiny and hope. He didn't sit there and remind me of my mistakes and failures. He just loved me like a dad. And so that changed my life. I began to immediately get into a youth ministry there and begin to serve. And just like his love and passion for me overflowed into me wanting to give it back to the kids. So there's a grace cycle happening of feeling how he feels for me and how he's redeemed my life. And the impact of that just compelled me to say, man, that's all I want to do. And so.
So then I want to go out and help people too.
Yeah, totally.
You know, today, we've had, our first group on were, people that help people that have, HIV and AIDS.
Wow, that's
awesome. And they're, you know, they're reaching out to people. They're providing food. They're providing, you know, the dried fruit to help people like this.
It's
during this time of the year, but that's year round. And they're also involved in fighting breast cancer in this. But, during this time of the year, we're trying to, I want to bring out positive parts of what's happening in society. And what you've just said is very powerful in the sense that God touched you and that now, you want to help kids.
Yeah.
And I truly believe our future is so much. I've been talking to people that, like the police that work with young children, you know, in the schools, and they just said, you know, if we can just save these children when at these age of 5 and 6 and 7, we're not going to have these problems when they're 18. We're not going to be putting them in jail when they're 16, 17, and 18. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you run into that. But again, we got to take a break. But the question that I have is that with all of the angst in our life, and it's almost impossible to get away from it, and even for kids because of today's social media. Mm-hmm. There's got to be ways that you know that there must be a lot of stress in their lives in our children, and I would like you to talk about how you can identify children with the stress and things that you can do to reach out and how we can give them the hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very good.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself.
And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah. Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda's on assignment today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. It's your neighbors making great deals for you right down there at 555 Cypress Avenue. You can't miss it because it's just a sea of cars. New, previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They're going to give you a great deal right here in the North State. Anybody from the North State is going to get a great deal at Reading Crown Motors, and their service department is absolutely outstanding. I can attest to that. Again, 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading Crown Motors, 223-2177. Our guest is Tom Crandall, the youth pastor at Bethel, and we're talking about kids and children during this time of the year, a lot of stress and a lot of things going on with them. But during the break, we talked about our children and what they're facing in social media. So, Tom, share with us.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's one thing that's never changed. People, and especially teenagers, are always looking for value and identity and what am I worth. And that's why the opinions of their friends sway them so much. And when you see the kid who has a father in their life, who has a good connection with their father and their mother and has a great family structure there, you'll see that they're not swayed as much because they have more of a solidity to who they are. So those things have never changed. From 200 years ago to now, people want to know, am I valuable? What am I worth? The way social media has changed things today is information is so accessible. The number one search on the internet, from what I've heard, is pornography. The number two search on the internet is God. And so tell me that doesn't speak to our hearts. But so with kids,
yeah. I would believe that.
Yeah. With kids, they're not trying to get addicted to pornography. They're not trying to do bad things. They're trying to figure out what the heck is going on with my life and why do I feel hollow? Where's my value? Where's my purpose? They need comfort. Therefore, they reach out through the only thing that's in front of them, the computer. Nowadays, kids are raised with an iPhone in their hand. And so they have easy access. And I've talked to, I've talked to parents that their kid's been struggling with pornography since they were 8 years old because they got exposed to it. And that will completely mess up a kid's psyche. They're not supposed to be exposed at that age.
Well, we had a lady, a good friend of ours, said, she talks about this, you know, the sexting and the texting. And she says, she told her girlfriend, or told her other lady friends, I mean, they're not young. I mean, their kids are all like 12, 13, 14. Mm-hmm. She says, you really think you know what's going on with your kids? Oh yeah, they share everything. Fine. At 11:30 tonight, when they're asleep, go in and pick up their phone and look at it. Mm-hmm. And the next day, it was shocking, she said, from the number of phone calls she got from, they had no idea what their kids were doing on the phones.
Yeah.
And these are kids that did well in school, but the things that they were, the type of, texting they were doing and all this was just totally, wrong.
Yeah. And with texting and then internet searches, especially on the phone, which is where most of it happens, they can delete whatever they do, and so there's no trail. You will not know what happens there. That's why I think the biggest thing we've got to grab with our kids is a heart connection, you know, that's without punishment. There's a difference between consequences and punishment, and that's for another day, but, like, I think we've got to have that heart connection with our kids that makes them feel empowered to be able to come into a relationship and talk about the things they're facing, you know, and what's going on in their social life.
Should parents restrict? Should parents act, get into it and say, hey, look, I need to know everything that you're doing on this phone and restrict their phones, restrict their computers and all this?
You know, I think that each parent has to be the judge of what they figure out that, that each kid needs. I think that if they come at it with hard, fast rules and laws, you'll actually drive a kid away. And I heard somebody say one time, when you come at it with hard laws with big consequences, you're just teaching people how to polish their hypocrisy in front of you. They'll just hide really well. And so the goal is to not teach kids how to hide really well. The goal is to give them freedom to come out with, hey, here's what I'm struggling with. Because we all really want that. Don't we all want somebody to go to and talk to and not feel like we're going to be judged or ashamed or any of that, but just loved and accepted? And so really what it is, the battle is really between fear and love. If we're afraid, we will cause rules, and if you do that, this is what's going to happen. And because we're afraid people, and afraid people do crazy things.
And people react out of fear, and you know, hatred comes out of fear.
Yeah. And we communicate things that we never intended out of fear. If you do this, I'm telling you, you know, and it's just like, you know, so kids in that moment are like, whoo, I'm going for cover, but I'm not going to stop living my life. And so the goal.
I will tell you anything you want to know.
Yep.
And exactly. Not even if I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So there's got to be another way of reaching in there.
Yeah. And so I believe it's through heart connection, you know, and it's through, appealing to understanding and talking and I think each parent has to decide, you know, and I think rules are good. I mean, rules without relationship leads to rebellion always. And so, you know, I mean, like, I think I've heard some parents have, you know, that rule, hey, it's at 8 o'clock, your phone is on the kitchen counter and all of our phones are there charging and turned off, you know, and then you can get it in the morning. And so most kids, I think, get into trouble on their phones when they're tired, hurt, angry, lonely.
They use it as a that they're reaching out at that point. Yeah. If they don't have anything, any place else to reach out.
Yeah.
It's not too early to give children. When you say that was a good point. You can have rules, but they're also, you say, rules and relationships.
Yeah.
And like this, there's a relationship. Yeah. Why are we doing this? Here's the rule, and this is why we're doing it, as opposed to just a blanket set of rules that make no sense.
Yeah, absolutely. There has to be relationship. There has to be heart connection.
And it can start when they're infants.
It starts absolutely when I have two kids, they're 5 and 9, and I have a rule with my son. If I catch you lying and you deny it and I know it, there's gonna be consequences. But if you lie and you come to me and say, Dad, I lied, here's what happened, man, I'm just gonna love on you and reward you for being honest. And so that comes out of our relationship. And there's both sides of that have happened, you know? But the ultimate thing, I think, as a dad, is what I'm trying to do with my kids is impart the vision that you are a great man and you were born to change the world. There is destiny in your life. And my job as your father is to impart that into you and to help you become the man that you dreamed about being. And real men are honest with themselves and honest with others, you know, and you know, and so I know for me as a father, I'm trying to impart that vision to my kids. And I do the same thing as a youth pastor, you know. I'm not trying to come at him with hard rules of don't do this and don't do this and don't do this, because that stuff don't work. That's not empowering. But instead, it's coming at them with calling forth a destiny that's in their lives. It doesn't matter. I mean, I go to juvenile hall once a month and speak to those kids there. And those kids, I joke around, they're some of the greatest entrepreneurs and go-getters in juvenile hall right now. They're just misguided, but they're great kids. They're awesome kids, and they just need somebody to believe in them.
Yeah, a lot of them have come up in a family where there is no guidance. And, you know, I want to talk about that, too. We've got to take a quick break. We come back. Tom Crandall, he's a pastor at Bethel Churches with us, and we're talking about during this time of the year and about kids, because it's, you know, it's this type of season here that it's a family. I mean, this should be the family time of year. I mean, it should be, you know, really, it's a family time of year every day. But I think more people are coming together during this time of the year. They're traveling, they're coming back home. You're seeing people for the first time maybe in a year or in a long period of time and bringing them together. But this battle for our children. Is full time, and it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Mm-hmm. But it's not an unwinnable battle.
That's right. There is hope, man.
There's always hope. There's that's hope. What you have to give kids that are having some problems.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Insalma Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. 8:35 in the morning, 26 degrees out there. Is it going to get warmer today there, Bad Bomb?
Actually, yes. We'll see a high up near about today, 47.
And then tomorrow?
Tomorrow's high should be about 53.
Okay, thank you. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the man in black. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time there. You know, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Get a great haircut there. My guest is Tom Crandall, youth pastor at Bethel. And we were talking about children during this time of the year, you know, holiday, well, just children in general at first here about the fact is that, you know, children with today's social media, that they are out there, that sometimes they turn to social media for friendship and, and acceptance when the parents should be there, you know, or could be there to help them. And now we're kind of moving into the fact that this holiday season, if children have lost somebody, there's grief in their homes, in their lives, especially now.
Yeah.
Tom, you were talking about it during the break.
Yeah. You know, when there's pain, grief, loss, divorce, bad decisions in the home, stuff like that, we don't like pain. You know, pain, when we all experience pain, you hit your hand with a hammer, your hand begins to scream, and pain says, fix me now. And so we have to understand as people that how to manage pain, how to manage hurt. And kids don't always know how to do that. They're trying to figure this out. And so they experience pain and it says, fix me now, they will turn to something, even if it doesn't fix it, but just makes it go away temporarily. I mean, all of us as adults, we've done that before. And so with kids, I think ultimately as adults, we have to learn, okay, how do I walk myself through pain first so that I can come to a kid and share my experience? Kids don't want a preacher. They don't want somebody to come to them and say, you need to do this and this and this. They want somebody to say, man, I've lived it. Bro, I've been there. Here's what happened to me and here's how I worked through pain. And, you know, and if a kid's going through some kind of pain, hurt or something like that, I think a parent, the last thing they need is somebody to come to them and say, yeah, you're hurting, I know, but you're going to get over this. They need somebody to just mourn with them and just to be there to cry. In fact, that's what Jesus taught. He said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. If you live in a culture or a home or something like that, it says, don't mourn, that's sissy stuff, don't cry, get over it, get up, get going, get good grades, you know, that's just not reality. The reality is that Jesus taught us, hey man, those who cry, those who work through pain and mourn, you're gonna be comforted. You're gonna make it through this.
So if a child's lost somebody, mm-hmm. a parent, yeah. and during this time,
yeah.
They have a tendency maybe to strike out and be angry and sure. all this. So it's not one of those, oh, you know what, I know it's tough, but this too shall pass, isn't really the way to handle that.
Then. Yeah. It's yeah.
To just be with them.
Yeah.
During this time frame and understand Either. That there's going to be anger and frustration and on all this. Why is my parent gone?
Yeah.
All right, and this could even include divorce too.
Yeah.
On this.
Absolutely. Love is spelled T-I-M-E. So if you want to show a kid that you care about them, go do something with them. Give them your time. And you're going to have as much influence in a person's life as you have relational equity. And so with a kid, when you have relational equity there and you spend time with them, you know, show them that you care. They'll give you a place to speak into their life. In fact, it's the biggest thing they want. They're just afraid. It's like they got their heart here. It's in pain. They're self-protecting. They got all these self-protective mechanisms in their lives, you know. And if a kid is sarcastic, they could be in a lot of pain and smiling their faces off. And they'll just be real sarcastic. And they just look like, oh, they're just great. You know, they're just having fun. But really, it's their self-protection mechanism to keep people out of the pain.
You're putting a shell around them like that.
Absolutely.
Well, you said you've dealt with the kids down in juvie. Mm-hmm. I taught down there, substitute taught. Mm-hmm. Several times.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was some of the kids are, you look at them and you think, this is a very bright, bright young man.
Yeah.
And he's like 12 years old, but he's an arsonist. I'm thinking, you know, this kid's obviously, I mean, he's bright, he's articulate, but he's an arsonist. And I'm thinking, what brought him to this?
Yeah.
Where you set a fire. Mm-hmm. And how do you reach somebody, you know, when you're into like this? Obviously, there's something missing in there. I mean, it wasn't like he had a history of setting fires, but mm-hmm. he wouldn't be in juvie for the first time he did something wrong. Mm-hmm. But this case, it was arson.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? I mean, is it a family thing that you try to, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that every person on earth is looking for family. We were created for family. And in the family, a person gets everything they need. Father provides identity. Mother provides comfort and security, you know, and all those things you need. And if a kid doesn't have that kind of structure in their life, they need to get identity value from somewhere. And they need to get it from somebody. And so a kid many times, a person doesn't even, it's like, hey, why did you do that? And they give you the classic answer, I don't know. Honestly, sometimes they don't know. And they're just acting out of something that's going on in their lives. And so many times we look at, dude, why did you light that house on fire? But really, if we want to get to the place of figuring out why it happened, we have to almost put aside the act for a minute and just say, man, what's going on inside there? How you doing? I just want to let you know and give them a safe place. It's like if you stick your hand out here, it's going to be safe. You're not going to get hit. Here's the atmosphere you're walking into. But if a kid is used to, I stick my hand out and I get hit, I ain't sticking my hand out for nothing ever, you know. And so if you want to find out what's going on inside of a kid's heart, then you feel safe, loved, and valued to be able to express that. And so,
nuclear families breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
I've read statistics how many children are born to unwed mothers or to single mothers,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if in every case that the father's with them they're just not married, but mm-hmm. it's a large percentage and it's getting larger.
Yeah.
And it seems to be almost a self-fulfilling prophecy: is that without a family unit, we have more and more problems.
Mm-hmm.
How do we deal with that?
That's a great question. I think as a society, we have to take ownership. This is our America. This is our world. And get back to what we believe about the family. The family, God created the family, and the family is not up for, redesign. And, I think also, sitting down with a kid. I mean, I had a dad. He's a great dad. He's still alive, obviously, but, if a kid doesn't have a dad in their life, that's a tough one, but there has to be. That's why I believe in the church so much, because there are fathers in the church that can be a father.
Can step in.
And step in and be a kid.
Having mentors.
Yeah,
into the families.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about that, because of mentors also mean that you believe.
Yeah.
And you believe in the future. And
yeah,
this is something that you were talking about. And,
and
I think this is important. We'll be right back. Tom Crandall is my guest, youth pastor at Bethel. And we're talking about children and how to reach them in this time of their lives when they're vulnerable. And then this time of the year with the holidays, and it's all they see on TV, and all these happy families together. Well, their lives aren't happy, but sometimes even families that appear happy, maybe you need to still reach out to those kids. We'll be right back.
A friend of mine, she cries at night and she calls me on the phone.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the veterans cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007-495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Tuesday, December the 10th, 8:45 in the morning. 26 degrees out there today, but it's really going to get hot. It's going to get hot out to 45, and then tomorrow it warm up even more, to maybe into the 50s. And because of that, I mean, think about how cold it is in your house. Is that heater working to its highest capacity? Is it working efficiently? Is it saving you energy? Is it saving you money? Well, I tell you what, Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air can fix that. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, service first and quality you can count on. We have used them. Bob has used them, and we have nothing but just accolades about their professionalism that they bring to every job. And it's cold out there. Give them a call at 221-2642, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. They're going to take care of you. I guarantee it. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Great people. And my guest is Tom Crandall, who is the youth pastor over at Bethel. And we're talking about Children Hope. The Christmas season, the holiday season, the fact that in many, many families nowadays, the nuclear family has broken down and that you're missing a father figure in many times. And the church can step in on that, family members could help step in on that. But the biggest gift you can give to a child is hope.
Yeah.
And no matter what their problem is, mm-hmm. if you can step in and give them hope.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that too, and taking fear away.
Yeah, absolutely. Hope is powerful. Hope is tangible, and hope has understanding. And, if we just look at a kid and say, you're going to make it through that, but they have no understanding of how to get there, it's kind of imparting a false hope. And so you have to come alongside of them and help them. We talked about working through pain, processing through pain. Well, if you end there and just don't keep moving through it, that's pretty depressing. But the result of working through pain is getting it out of your heart, and then beginning to grab a hold of some promises for your tomorrow, you know, and grab a hold of believing in, you know, your vision. I mean, like if your parents went through a nasty divorce and it was really hurtful and painful. Guess what? You don't have to do the same thing. Okay, so how can I do that? All right, here's my life. I've been given this life. I have today. I can make a difference in my life. Why did I go through this? I think many times we ask the questions why when we need to be asking what. Why did I go through this? It's like some things are just not explainable. I'm sorry. Some things just don't have an answer for the answer that you're looking for. But I know this, if we start asking what, we can make a difference in somebody else's life, and you can turn your pain into fuel and begin to change somebody else's life.
Okay, and this is something that, how early can children learn this? I mean, I'm thinking now, 10 and 11 year olds, but I mean, children's pain, I mean, they're feeling pain at 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Or something like this. Yeah, can you reach them?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, kids teach us how to get out of pain. If we want to understand how to get out of pain, you need to watch children. What do children do? My kids, sometimes they get in a fight. Somebody, they're wrestling. Somebody gets hurt. What do? They immediately start crying. Wow. What are they doing? They're getting the pain out. They cry for a minute, and it's just like, as parents, you want to go comfort them. Oh, it's okay. No, let them cry. Let them figure it out. You know, if they're not genuinely hurt, you know, let them cry. Let them get it out. Okay. All right. Now what happened? Now right there, as parents, we help work them through forgiving the other sibling. Okay. And what's forgiveness does? It restores the standard. It brings a heart connection back into the family. And then you can move on. But as adults, and as the older we get, we're told, stuff your pain, don't cry, push it away from you, suck it up and keep moving. And it's like, that's not reality. We need to go back to what children do, and we'll learn how to pain, how to process through it.
That's really interesting. Yeah, because I tell you what, our lives, bad Bob. I mean, how many times have you been told just to suck it up? You know, hey, just move on. But indeed, inside you, you're hurting.
Yeah.
So we've got to find a way, as children do, than to relieve that pain.
Absolutely. I think processing through it many times, and I've learned a lot of this stuff.
And screaming and crying and rolling around the ground probably is not the process we want to use at our age, though.
Yeah, totally.
So we've got to find a different way of doing
that. We've got to find
it.
That's right. I've learned this stuff from a good friend of mine named Jason, and he wrote a book called The Supernatural Power of Forgiveness, him and his dad, Chris. Really good book. But, you know, sometimes what we got to do is journal. You got to do whatever works for you to get it out and eventually move past it.
A lot of people, I've read that a lot of people journal, write it out, and then, their pain and all this, and to help relieve that, to get it out of their system. system.
Yep.
And
yep.
then the next part then is the forgiveness part.
Yeah, yeah. And forgiveness, you know, forgiveness is not mental gymnastics. It's not, I forgive that person, I forgive that person, I forgive that person. Forgiveness is when you release somebody, from owing you how they hurt you. And the way you get empowered to forgive is by realizing how much we've been forgiven. Like I said at the beginning of the show, when I encountered God in my life, He forgave me and just loved me. And it was a real experience I had in my spirit. It wasn't just like a few thoughts. I got totally transformed. His love for me gave me grace to look at somebody else who hurt me and just forgive them. You know, and so when we're talking about forgiveness, it's not just work through these mental things, but there's a deeper thing that's going on under the surface that we have to, that has to be dealt with. Jesus and His sacrifice on the cross, He gave His life willingly on the cross so that we could be whole. He gave His life. He became the sacrifice for our, offense. You know, it starts with Him.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've just a few minutes left. We talked about the future and that with, like, again, all the angst that's going on in the world. There is a great deal of hope for our children, but we just have to let them know about this.
Yeah.
And in a positive sense. So
absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Living in a lonely world. He took me not train.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Tom Crandall, youth pastor at Bethel Church. I just want to bring an encouraging word to you today and tell you a little story. I go to the juvenile hall here in Reading, talk to the kids and encourage them. And a few months ago I was there and I was praying for some kids, and this girl turns around and looks at me and she says, "I'm going to be a mother. I'm pregnant." And I said, "That's amazing. You're going to be an amazing mom." Afterwards, she walks up to me and she says, "Nobody's ever told me that before. In fact, people have told me the opposite. And that's what I believe. But now I really believe I'm going to be an amazing mother." She's going to walk away from that encounter feeling like I've got what it takes to be an amazing mom, which is exactly what that baby needs. I want to talk to you about heaven's value. How does God see us? How does God see us in the midst of our mistakes, our tragedies, our failures? And I'm thankful for a God who's encouraging, who's loving, who doesn't bail on us or leave us in the midst of tragedy. So I want to encourage you right now, whatever you're going through today, you can know God sees you, He loves you, He values you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Back down
No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. A little bit different show today, but tomorrow, Chief of Police will be here, and we're going to be talking to him about the rise in crime, according to the Public Policy Institute. We're going to talk about the, property crime, everybody understands, but is there a rise in crime violent crime in Redding and in Shasta County? The sheriff will be on next week. But what people can do, especially during this holiday season, to try and keep themselves safe, since it probably looks like there's going to be a lot more people out on the move trying to do their holiday shopping via your car or your house without paying you. Our guest, Tom Crandall. And Tom's the youth pastor at Bethel. And you've got how large is your organization over there, Tom?
There's over 550 staff members, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The church, who knows? It's a few thousand, 4,000 maybe, yeah. Impact is really more global.
With your organization, with the youth.
We have average around 180 to 220 teenagers every Wednesday night in our youth service. We have around 265 in our roster, so they're not all there at the same time.
Are they all members of Bethel, or are they just the kids that come in there to be, or the youth that come in there to be, just to reach out?
You know, we've got kids from every walk of life. We have kids that their parents moved here to go to the school of ministry at our church. We have kids that are they're members of our church. Their families go there. And then we have kids. We have two kids who just showed up last week, and one of them is a homeless youth and living with another friend and came and got some hot chocolate, and we had fire pits out in front before the youth service started, and it was just real chill and just fun, and yeah. And so we have kids from Shasta County, from Redding, all over the place here. So,
and you can, you don't have to be a member of Bethel to reach out and say, you know what, my son or my daughter is having a problem,
sure,
and you know I need some help mm-hmm. with it. They can give you a call.
Yeah, the phone number is 530-246-6000. 530-246-6000, that's the phone number for Bethel Church, and you can just ask for Awakening Youth Ministry.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of hope here, huh?
Absolutely.
Even with all the stuff that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Well, you still have a great deal of hope.
Absolutely.
On this.
Absolutely. I'm hopeful for the future. You know, I'll never forget when I went out to pick out my diamond ring for my wife, and she had they got the diamond, and they put that diamond on a black backdrop, and man, it popped. It shined.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing in the world today. Hope is alive. Light shines in dark places. Darkness is not more powerful than light. The truth, the battle we're facing is not lies. It's not darkness and light. It's light. It's truth versus lies. And so truth releases the light.
Okay.
Hope.
So. Well, this is the first time that we've had you on, and again talking about the our youth and our kids in this time of the year and how to reach out with them and help them get past some tough times.
Mm-hmm.
And after seeing my grandkids and seeing all the little kids around them and some of the things that you knew were happening in the other kids' life that mm-hmm. we were just fortunate with our family. So much, but I appreciate you coming by today.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? It's if reaching out, and I believe we can save those children.
That's right.
If we can reach out and save the children, that we're not going to have the problems. I mean, like I said, when I was talking to a policeman that works in the schools, says if we can get to them now, I don't want to arrest them 10 years from now.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Anyway, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, again, tomorrow, our chief of police will be here. We've got a number of other guests that are going to be in, other topics that we're going to be discussing. And then on Thursday, we're going to have Kurt Starman and Larry Lees, both the executive officers and one from the county and one from the city are going to be in here talking about the end of year and what's going on with that. And then Mark Beecham will be here on Friday with his own little special brand of, blend of cynicism and truthfulness here.
Hey, heard we made the paper, by the way.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Somebody pointing out the fact that we're coming up on, year number 5.
Oh.
Heard about that? We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Good guys against the bad guys. Obviously, you know who you are. We'll be back tomorrow.
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. They came from all over the world to celebrate Nelson Mandela's life. Leaders and dignitaries flocked to a stadium in Johannesburg for today's memorial service in South Africa, as did tens of thousands of people. Dancing and singing outside the stadium, inside, South African President Jacob Zuma paid tribute to Mandela as a patient and wise fighter for freedom.
He told us that the promises of democracy would not be met overnight.
And in his remarks, President Obama said Mandela risked everything for his beliefs.
Mandela showed us the power of action, of taking risks on behalf of our ideals.
Also at SRNnews.com, a snowstorm is moving through the Appalachians and the Mid-Atlantic region today, forcing school closures and a partial shutdown.